This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have our favourite politician in. She is the member of the Northern Metropolitan. It is Fiona Patten. Hello.
Hello. It's so nice to see you with a cocktail instead of a coffee.
Well, it's so... But don't give it away, Fiona. You know that. Don't give it away.
Yeah. I know. He bought the special flask and everything to make it look like it was just...
I've been doing this for years, my love. I know how to get away with it.
Actually, that's right. It was never coffee in the morning, really, was it?
No. And Fiona, again, you're giving away secrets. So I get you here to give away Spring Street secrets, not mine. So what is happening up there at the moment? There's been a lot going on, but something that's really seemed to, I find it personally, is gambling. Like, we've had a bit of an issue. Casinos are closed. We must be saving a lot of money. Is this the time to close them down, maybe?
Look, I think I think it is, or at least reduce the number of poker machines. We know the harm that poker machines cause. We know that they cause probably about 40 deaths a month around Australia.
Wow, that is a lot.
You know, these are really significant figures. And this is now a once in a generation and once in a lifetime opportunity to wean ourselves away from those poker machines so that when our clubs and when our pubs reopen, that they reopen with either no gambling or a reduced gambling or a reduced number of poker machines. And I just think, you know, they cost us far more than they make. And if we were to replace them with live music, with art, with entertainment, you know, that would really employ people, because those machines do not employ people.
Well, it's funny you said that they cost us more than they make, because there is that theory that obviously there's a lot of money and there's a lot of capital made from them, but we are looking, even if you think of the coronavirus, I know it sounds like a weird thing, but we're worried about individual lives, obviously, and that's why we're doing our best while locking down and some people are like, oh, it's only 50 people. But if we're losing 50 people, what were we saying, 40 people a week around the country?
I think it's a month around the country.
It's a huge number, and if that, like, even if people look at the dollar signs, they're obviously, but if you can't put a dollar sign on people, that was my little moment for
that. I know, exactly, and look, Australians spend $34 million a day on poker machines.
No way.
Yeah.
$34 million a day.
Yeah.
Now, that is not that is not helping people who need help. And we know that they're addictive. We know that some people really have problems with poker machines and with gambling. And they're the bulk of that $34 million. I mean, there's other people who, you know, go and put $10 through a machine once a month or once a year and have no issue with it. But to those that really have a problem with it, we should be looking at how we can help them.
Are we pushing this up in Spring Street, Fiona, or is this something that the government's talking about at the moment, or is it we're hoping?
I'm pushing it, and I've been asking them questions about it, because when you look at the revenue, even if we just started seeing a reduction We started seeing a reduction in the areas, in the postcodes where we know that we have the most disadvantaged communities, and weirdly, coincidence, not, where we have the greatest disadvantage, we have the most poker machines.
See, I come from Perth, and when I came to both Sydney and Melbourne, I was absolutely shocked because everyone's like, oh, well, you don't notice them after a while. I have never not noticed them, because in Perth, we don't have them in the pubs and stuff. You can only go to one place, and that would be the casino. And it's not in our psyche to go put $10 in everyone here called it, just have a flutter. But it seems like it's a thing that it's very ingrained here. So it is something that if you don't have it, you don't miss it. I don't know many Perth people that find it something that they, you know, I don't know if that's a correlation, but I never grew up with it.
But what we're hearing, and what, you know, what some of the addiction hotlines and gambling hotlines are hearing, is that for the first time in decades, people have been free of the poker machine and free of that noose. And, you know, it wouldn't it be wonderful if they didn't go back to them, and that we could see that $32 million a day going into our community in different ways. They talk about that money helping, you know, fund sports ovals and things like that. I reckon we could find a better way to fund sports ovals with that $32 million a day.
Amen.
That I think is lining the pockets of some very, very wealthy poker machine owners.
Wow.
It's not helping sports communities particularly.
And I live in a place that should be really full of music venues. I'm in Coburg, and I worked in a pub, and I honestly said, why is this place not doing music? It's become like gentrified, it's cool and stuff. And they said, we just make so much money on the pokies. Why would we?
And
I was like,
They actually could make more through entertainment. And I think when, you know, now is this opportunity to do this, to shift ourselves. Because as you say, Jess, in Perth, you know, pubs seem to do very well without them.
Yeah.
And we can do well without them. And, you know, we've got artists who are just busting to get out, and let's provide those venues for it. And, what, you know, we're going to see a whole bunch of incentive packages going out to businesses as they start to reopen in the coming months. And I'm suggesting to the government that how about those incentives go to people who reduce the number of poker machines that they've got in their venues.
Well, Fiona Patten for Prime Minister. You have my vote, sweetheart. Let's get it going. Look, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks,
you know how much we do care, and we care that you care.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you too. Thank you.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com, or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.